ready for the unexpected. Prepare for the unexpected when you are traveling. That is one of my mantras. That's one of the things I talk about a lot in this podcast. Well, on today's episode of the Travel Fun and Adventure Podcast, I'm going over a trip I just completed where there is actually a good lesson about always being prepared. Plus, we'll talk about actually what happened on the trip. Hello, everybody. My name is John Dornoff, and I'm excited to have you on listening in on the Travel Fun and Adventure Podcast. On this podcast, we talk about everything to do with travel. Whether you're traveling alone, while you're traveling as a couple, with kids, with pets, whatever it is. Main thing is, we talk about traveling and getting good value for the dollar and not spending a ridiculous sum of money. And as I said, on this episode, we're going to talk about my most recent trip. Now, this trip was for one reason. I was scheduled to speak in Kearney, Nebraska. It is spelled Kearney, Nebraska, but is pronounced Kearney, especially if you're talking to locals. And it's for those of you who don't know, it's located in central Nebraska along Interstate 80. It is where they have the archway where it talks about history and that kind of thing. And this is not the first time I actually talked at this conference. Last time was 4 years ago, March 2020. So I kept joking that hopefully this is not a bad sign that I'm going, because the last time, of course, COVID hit. I mean, there was talk about COVID before, and I was wondering, are they going to have this conference or not? Because there was speculation in Mackey County, but this was before the world shut down. But it went off, and here I was going back to it again. So the first night of the trip, I actually left about 5:30 in the afternoon from home and traveled a couple-hour drive to Fort Dodge, Iowa. I had rented a car from Enterprise, which I will actually talk about the car rental stuff in another podcast, and they gave me a Chevy Traverse. I was looking for something a little larger than a small SUV, mainly because I was taking some stuff to my son, who lives in Omaha. I was going to visit him at his house, apartment, and on the way back. Now, as I was preparing for this trip, of course, I kept a look on the weather report. And pretty much it said it went back and forth. There was going to be some rain or something like that. Then it was going to be clear. Well, the day I left, there was talk that there might be some rain when I got there. No big deal. I did wear my one jacket, which is pretty warm, but it's not a true winter coat. But the temperatures didn't show that I would really need that bad of a winter coat. Always be prepared. Even I need to remember that lesson sometimes. So the first night I stayed in Fort Dodge. Now, as you know, I love checking out independent fast food places or independent restaurants, period, instead of the chains. And right by the American Inn, which I stayed at, there was a place called Tom Thumb Restaurant. Now, this is a pretty fascinating place because it also includes a Dairy Queen. So if you go up to the speaker in the drive-thru lane, you can order both from the restaurant and from the Dairy Queen. Then you pay the restaurant for your Dairy Queen and then go up to the second window to get your ice cream if you ordered anything from Dairy Queen. Never seen that before. Now, I had seen good things about this restaurant when, you know, looking at reviews and stuff, so I figured, what the heck, I would give it a try. I ordered a double cheeseburger, which probably was my first mistake. I was originally planning to order their barbecue chicken sandwich, which sounded good, but it had been, I don't even know how many months since I've had a cheeseburger. So I said, well, I'll go with the double cheeseburger. I got some French fries, and in fact, I got the large French fries, which wasn't very large, and I got some onion rings, kind of give an example of what they were like. So it was interesting that when I got the food, I took the food to my hotel room and went to eat. The hamburger looked like a McDonald's cheeseburger. That's how small the hamburger buns were. They were small. It was really disappointing. I mean, maybe they were slightly larger than typical cheeseburger from McDonald's, but not by much. Also, if I'm going to get French fries, my first love for French fries is like steak fries, but I also like, you know, crinkle cut fries, something like that. I don't like shoestring fries, so I don't like McDonald's fries. Well, the fries they had were even, I mean, if you have a Freddy's, if you're familiar with Freddy's, you know their French fries are really tiny thin. I mean, they make McDonald's fries look like steak fries by comparison. Well, these fries were about halfway between McDonald's fries and down to Freddy's fries, so they were really small. So that was another disappointment. The only good part of the best part of the meal was the onion rings. They weren't fantastic, but they were good. They were better than the other two items. The big thing with the cheeseburger is it had a weird seasoning on it. Only time I've ever tasted a seasoning like this on a hamburger was at a fast food place that no longer exists in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. It was right, I used to work at a car rental office, and it was located, which was actually in the Montgomery Wards, and right behind it was a fast food place, and they had the same flavoring. I had not had that in years. So overall, the meal was pretty disappointing. I will actually do a full review on the American Inn, which it has the best of times, but worst of times. The next day, I headed out. Now, the reason I made the quick drive to Fort Dodge was I had made that drive several times, been along the old highway. Now, a couple years ago, US 20, historic US 20, was recognized by the state of Iowa after all the cities along the way and counties recognized the highway. Now, I was responsible for getting the highway recognized in our city, so it's been totally recognized, and Highway 20 was a two-lane road, I'm guessing, west of Fort Dodge until just five years ago, and when it was completely four-lane. But a large portion of the historic US 20 still exists. Plus the fact, if you go onto the historic US 20 website, they actually show you where some of the dirt roads used to exist before it was all paved. So I have completed part of US 20. This time I completed all the dirt road sections. That was interesting. Of course, didn't want, you know, anything to happen to the rental car, and nothing did except it got dirty, which didn't matter. Now, this was the day I was going to arrive into Kearney, and the weather had changed, weather report had changed. It now said there's going to be snow, but little to no accumulation. So the weather report had changed. US 20, historic US 20, is a beautiful route. Lots of little small towns. You could see some, you know, how much they've been hurt by the highway being bypassed by them within the last few years, and, you know, small towns are struggling, and highway bypasses don't help either. And I took basically the historic highway all the way to Sioux City, Iowa, and then before I left Iowa, I did stop at the Flight 232 Museum, or not museum, but monument. For those of you not familiar with Flight 232, it was a United Airlines flight flying from Denver Stapleton Airport to Chicago, then on to Philadelphia. Well, disaster struck aboard the plane. Its tail engine malfunctioned. There was hydraulic failure. Technically, the plane should not have been able to be landed. However, miracle of miracles, the plane did end up landing, thanks to the incredible flight crew. Now, this was an older plane, so it had a 3-person flight crew, unlike the 2-person flight crew today. They amazingly land the plane. Tragically, there was still a loss of life on the flight. Approximately, let's see, I forget how much it was, but 112 fatalities. However, 184 people survived out of the 285. Now, one person did die about a month after the crash. And there's a statue at the memorial showing a National Guardsman carrying a three-year-old boy out of the burning plane. As it luck had it, the National Guard was there on duty at the Sioux City Airport, so they were able to take care of a lot of the wounded and get people off the plane. It just was a perfect circumstances, you know, that if it wasn't for that, more people would have died. So that's a really touchy memorial to go to. There's also a couple museums in that area. But then I got back on the highway and crossed the river into Nebraska. So I have completed all of historic US 20, except for a small portion in the city of Dubuque on the east side of the city. But that's okay. I'll get it, hopefully, around Christmas time when my wife and I, for her birthday, we go to a hotel every night, every year to, you know, get away from it all. And we're supposed to spend it in the Dubuque so we can get that taken care of and have all your 20 historic done. Now from Sioux City, from South Sioux City, I drove to Norfolk, Nebraska. This isn't part of Nebraska I've never been to, so I was seeing new areas. Kind of looked like the rest of Nebraska, no offense, but it was interesting. I did stop at a restaurant, a fast food place. It is called Tasty Treat, and didn't want to eat a lot because I knew I was going to have Chinese buffet when I got to Kearney. So I ended up just getting some chicken nuggets and fries, which actually were crinkle cut fries, and a shake. Much better meal than I got in Fort Dodge, and it was cheaper. Food was good. Interesting, it appears that this used to be a bank. In fact, I know it was a bank because they have the drive-up, they have the cash drawer like they, you know, do at drive-ups in the banks, except, of course, it's being used for fast food and, you know, the speakers and everything. So, yes, this definitely used to be a bank. Tasty Treat is really good. I highly recommend it if you happen to be in the Norfolk area. After that, I drove to Kearney. Now, originally, I had this big old route planned to go through some smaller towns, but then I ended up taking US 81 all the way to Columbus and joining up with US 30 and took US 30 as far as Grand Island. Now, I'm kind of glad I did it because of what happened the next day. From there, I got to Grand Island, took some pictures, and then I drove up Nebraska Highway 2, which parallels the Burlington Northern BNSF Railroad. It was interesting because apparently just east of Cairo, Nebraska, BNSF had a big derailment. And so I got some pictures of three BNS locomotives not sitting on the rails and with obvious damage on them. But they were running trains through there by this time. So everything appeared, they must have just finished cleaning up because there was a work train to the east. And then I followed that until the town of Hazard. So that's not Hazard County. That is Hazard, the city. Well, it's not really a city. It's like a town or a village because it's very small. And drove Nebraska Highway 10 from there down to Kearney. Was not that exciting, not a whole lot to see. However, it appears to be a new Harrah's Casino going in and hotel going in right on the north side of Kearney. I checked into the hotel, which was the Holiday Inn. Now, previously when I went to this conference, it was in the main conference center. Well, since last time I was there, apparently they opened the North Conference Center. Fortunately, it's just a few blocks away, but it was an adventure to get there. For dinner, I ate at the King's Buffet, which is a Chinese restaurant. I ate there when I was there 4 years ago, and it was pretty good. It was still good, but like there's a Chinese buffet place my wife and I have been going to in Iowa City recently when she has appointments down there, and they've gone to paper plates. Now, what's interesting is this plate, that the one in Iowa City, they have paper cups, paper plates, and paper silverware and plastic silverware. This one had plastic silverware, paper plates, but then they had bowls that were actually real dishes, and they had real glasses. So, I don't know what they're saving, but they did it. Now, one interesting thing about this buffet is that they did not have a salad bar, because usually most Chinese buffet places have a salad bar. I don't remember if they did before. Maybe that's one thing I didn't like about it before, but this time they did not have a salad bar portion. The next morning, I ate breakfast at the Holiday Inn. And not to, I guess I'm kind of going to ruin part of the talking about it when I do the review of it, but it did have a decent breakfast, which you don't usually find at a Holiday Inn unless you pay through the money, lots of money for it. However, I'll talk about more than that during the review. So here's where things I was not prepared, or I was kind of prepared, but not prepared. So by time I got there, and it was around 7 o'clock before I got settled into the hotel after having lunch, dinner. By then it was saying, about 1 to 3 inches of snow are going to fall. Like, okay, but it should clear up by noon, should be fine. It turned into a lot more. It turned into a full-on blizzard. And I don't know exactly how much snow we got, but I know that to the west of us, they got a foot of snow. I'm thinking we got pretty close to that. So I look outside in the morning and it's like, ooh, there is a lot of snow. Now, our hotel was in walking distance of the convention center where I thought the meeting was going to be. So I walk over there. I only have my medium jacket on. I don't have my heavy winter jacket. The wind chill was 8 degrees. See, even I make mistakes and don't prepare properly, and I will fully admit it. But I walked over, I actually walked through, there is a La Quinta Inn between the on the portion of Holiday Inn that you can walk through to get to the convention center. Got in the convention center, it's like, I don't see, because we were in the gold room, I don't see gold, I see these rooms. Diamond, crystal, I don't see gold. Well, so then I look it up, and the app where they talk about the convention, the app didn't show which, it was someplace different. Then I finally found something from the website of the organization that's at the North Building. So where's the North Building? So finally looked it up. Oh, it's but they built a brand new Crown Plaza Hotel, and all these places are owned by the same group, including the convention center. Apparently, the North Convention Center is attached to this brand new Crown Plaza Hotel. I could have stayed at the Crown Plaza Hotel, but it would have cost more money, but maybe I wish I did now. So I started heading back. It's like, well, I can't walk that far. So I'll go get the car. Then realized that I didn't bring the keys to the car because, you know, I didn't need it. So I had to run upstairs, get the keys to the car. Fortunately, my room was actually close to the entrance that went to the convention center. Got the keys, drove over to the hotel. My presentation went fine. Went actually very well. In fact, it was great. However, I get out of there at about 9 o'clock, and it's still snowing pretty hard. It's like, it doesn't look like it's lightening up. So it got to be checkout time at the hotel, and it's still snowing. So it's like, and the highway to the west, I-80 westbound was closed because of the road conditions. Eastbound was open. I was going east because I was heading to Omaha to visit my son. So it's like, I decide, what am I going to do? I decide, there's a place called Margarita's Mexican Place. So I went to eat there. I figured, I'd just have a nice meal and because I didn't know what I was going to eat when I got to Omaha, with my whether I eat with my son or what would happen. And I ate there, and I left, and it was a really good meal. All I had was a bean and cheese burrito and French fries. You should see the giant plate of French fries, and it was only like $3. I mean, this was a much better deal than the $3 I paid for French fries at the Tom Thumb in Fort Dodge. I mean, it was a plate, massive plate of French fries. And the burrito was really good too, and it was only like $7. So it was really good. But it got to be noon, and it was still snowing. But it was warming up, so I figured, well, I got to get going. I originally was planning to take Highway 30 all the way to Fremont, Nebraska, then take Highway 275 south, because I wanted to take some pictures and do some things, see some sights. Well, I wasn't going to take the U.S. Highway because I knew the interstates were, you know, always better maintained. So I got on the highway, and it was actually not too bad. The at least one lane was always clear for the first 20 miles. Then we get to about 20 miles out of Kearney. Oh, and I start hitting some slop, just some nasty stuff, and the car starts sliding. I thought I was going to lose it. Fortunately, I was able to save the car. And in fact, the trucks behind me there was a truck not too far behind me. It started slowing down massively and turned on its hazard lights. I slowed way down. I mean, some people passed me. They want to go slow, stupid fast and end up in a ditch. That's fine with me. I am going to let them. I finally got to the next exit, which there happened to be a Pilot Truck Center station at. So I got off there and decided to wait it out. You know the roads are bad when the trucks are getting off the highway. I never see trucks in a snowstorm get off the highway. They will continue. Now, ones going eastbound were also getting off because this was the last truck stop until where the highway was closed. There was nothing at the exit where the highway was closed. So they were definitely getting off there, so the place was packed. Fortunately, there was enough parking for cars. There was none for trucks. The trucks were piled up onto the street trying to get into the place. Now, I did, because they were giving me free space, obviously, I did go in and get an icy and a couple other items. I only waited about an hour and a half, and people started leaving. Lots of trucks started leaving. So I figured by that time, obviously, the highways had cleared, you know, the highway to the west had opened up because there was trucks heading that direction. So I got back on the highway, and it was amazing how much the highway had changed. It had also warmed up enough that the roads were pretty clear. There was no more snow on the roads the entire way to Omaha. I got to Omaha, I visited my son at his apartment, and then I went to the hotel, Harrah's Casino. I did not review Harrah's because the manager is actually my son's best friend's father, so it wouldn't be fair for me to review it. My son, you want to go out to dinner? It's like, no, I'm just really tired. This trip has worn me out. So I just went to a Casey's convenience store and got a chicken sandwich and some pretzels and a drink and went to the hotel and was asleep by 8:30. Next day, my son and I went to Old Town Omaha, which was very interesting. Unfortunately, not a lot of things were open, but they are apparently having a St. Patrick's Day parade. So a lot of people were coming in for the parade, but not many stores were open. So then we went to the museum, which is called the Durham Museum, which is at the old Union Pacific Union Station building. Beautiful old station. Now, it is focused a lot on, there is a part that's really focused on the trains. The first level is they have the old waiting room, just the way it was. They have a soda fountain. They do have a gift shop where they use the ticket windows as a gift shop. There are some, you know, statues of people and stuff. And downstairs, there's some train cars. but a lot of it deals with the history of Omaha, some fascinating history. It also talks about when they had an expo in 1892, or 1898, because 1892 was the White City Expo in Chicago, where the Devil in White City happened. But they have a beautiful display of that. They have a beautiful display of the pioneers coming across the plains. Just an outstanding museum. My son enjoyed, looked at all the information. Just got mesmerized. And my son's just turned 21 years old, so he's not usually the age that they really enjoy museums, but he really enjoyed it. There was so much history. They even have history of coins. They have a historic coin collection. It was just incredible. It was a really great museum. Museum prices was $15 a person, which, seeing how much they have in the museum, I thought that was a very fair price. Now, after that, I had a 4-hour drive home, so we said our goodbyes, and I kind of drove through South Omaha. I don't know if that's the official name of it, the area. There was some just south of the railroad, because you go over the Union Pacific and BNSF railroad tracks, because that's where Two's train station was. The Channel 7 TV station is in the old Burlington train station. And then the Union Station was across the way, and they used to be connected by skywalks. And then the pathetic Amtrak station is right next to the old Burlington station. But driving south on that road, there was some incredible homes on there. There was this apartment building. The front of it looked like a brick Victorian home. But it was an apartment building in the back. I had never seen an apartment building quite look that classic before. I mean, I've seen some beautiful apartment, old apartment buildings, but this one was incredible. And if you keep going down the street, which is 10th Street, you end up right at the Omaha Zoo, North Entrance. And from what I understand, I have not been there, had the chance to go there myself. I understand the Omaha Zoo is quite incredible. I know people that actually take a trip every year with their kids to it, because it's supposed to be so great. But then it's pretty much I drove home. I was going to stop for lunch and just called my wife and said, how would you like Chinese takeout? And she goes, yep, that sounds great. And so I just drove home instead of stopping for lunch and was pretty hungry by the end. But it was a great trip. So what can be learned from this trip? Well, of course, is always be prepared. Now, could I be prepared for when the temperature said it was going to be 45 or 20, 30 degrees at night and it ended up being 8 degrees instead? Well, I could have taken my heavy jacket, although I did not actually get that cold. The main thing was when I walked to the convention center originally, the wind was blowing so hard and, of course, blowing snow right in my face. I don't think my heavy jacket would have helped anyway, so there you go. So always prepare, especially March is still part of winter, and we've encountered snow in March. So, yeah, if you're traveling through the Midwest in March, always prepare. In fact, Denver got hard, hit pretty hard. So just always be prepared, even if it's not that long of a trip, because you never know what might happen. So that's it. I know, not the most exciting trip report. No, it wasn't going to Hawaii. It wasn't going to Zurich, Switzerland. Nothing like that. But it was a fantastic trip, got great pictures, and there was so much to learn, and went to an incredible museum, saw an incredible memorial, and finished up historic U.S. Highway 20, at least except for that small section in Dubuque. Now, if you're interested in driving historic U.S. 20, I would highly recommend you download the maps from the historic US 20 and Iowa website, because most of it, a lot of it's signed, but there's still gaps in the signage, and some of the signs are just so small, it's ridiculous. That's it. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.